What is the situation right now in terms of confirmed cases in North Kivu?
Well, what we know right now is what has been communicated by the Ministry of Health of Democratic Republic of the Congo yesterday, and that is that four samples out of six that have been tested for Ebola virus were tested positive. And this comes from a cluster of cases from North Kivu, north of capital Goma, near the city of Beni. We have our team right now on the ground with the Ministry of Health, and we will be trying to put in place all those measures that we know are necessary to tackle an Ebola outbreak. And first of all, really to do epidemiological investigation to try to understand how many people may have been infected, to established contact lists, to work with the health workers on infection prevention and control measures, and also to work on community engagement.
And now that four cases have been confirmed, what is being done to treat the infected persons?
Well, right now, again, we are at a very early phase. So yesterday we got confirmation these people have been hospitalized. We need really now to make sure that that all measures are being taken place, especially in health facilities, to minimize the risk of further spread. We know that if we have health workers who are infected, the risk of amplification is greater. So so we need we know what needs to be done. We know also that North Kivu is a place with a potential instability where conflict were taking place. So we hope that we will get the full access and be able to do basically the same thing what we have done in Equatorial Province in the last couple of months. So we were able to shut down that outbreak that was declared over last week.
On your website, you said the area where Ebola cases have been reported in North Kivu is a bit different from Equatorial. How?
Well, it is different basically because there is a security situation in North Kivu that we did not have in Equatorial Province. In Equatorial Province, there were quite a number of logistical challenges to reach the areas that that were affected. We have this additional component right now here in North Kivu, and that security, but we really hope that that will not prevent us to get into the area and do the job that is necessary.